Why, hello there, and welcome.
You're listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. It's quick, simple, and Australian. Now, if you want to follow along on the socials, you can get the show on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and Discord, all at one word at the Creepy Crap Podcast. Or we could share film histories on Letterboxd at the Creepy Crap Pod. And if you enjoy the podcast today, why not show some love with a 5-star review on whatever app you listen to this with? Alright, now let's start one of Australia's favourite horror podcasts, the Creepy Crap Podcast. And be warned that this episode will most likely contain swearing, spoilers, and adult themes. Welcome, Creepy Crapsters, to a very special midweek episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy, and I'm your host today, and always. This week, we're doing a spoiler-free review of another movie that was sent to me, and this was sent to me by Peter Walkden. Yes, Peter Walkden is an amazing fellow. Walkden Entertainment is going to be one of the biggest names in the entertainment business soon. The film industry is going to be crazy for this guy soon. You can get him at his website at www.walktonentertainment.com. You can get him on Letterboxd, Facebook, Instagram, Threads, TikTok. You can get him on X or Twitter or LinkedIn. You can get him on a ton of stuff. He's had great interviews with some pretty big names. The company is starting to distribute some pretty good movies, including this one. The guy himself, Peter Walkden, is an amazing guy. He loves film. He's such a good character. And yeah, definitely worth a follow on all those things I said. Peter Walkden or Walkden Entertainment on pretty much every social media app. Yes, that's right. That's who's responsible for this week's episode. And now we should talk about the movie, you reckon? Yeah, let's do that. The movie is called Control, and it is available on DVD and digital, including Apple TV, Amazon, and Google Play from the 3rd of April 2024. That's right, it's not even out yet. So this is a spoiler-free because I'm not wrecking it for you. I've got to see it. I saw the screener. Yes, I was very lucky to see it early. But yeah, I'm not ruining it for you. So I will tell you a bit about the movie, and then the rest will be up to you. But yes, the movie's Controlled, as I just said. The movie is directed by Gene Falaise. I'm probably saying that wrong. I'm so sorry. It stars Kevin Spacey, that's right, he's back. It's also got Lauren Metcalf, Mark Hampton, and Natasha Kemble. And the movie goes for 81 minutes. And the plot for it, you want to know what the plot is? Here we go. Okay, well, the story is about a British Home Secretary who has embarked on a torrid love affair with the Prime Minister. One night, as she chauffeurs the Prime Minister's young daughter home in her self-driving car, she finds the vehicle remotely hijacked by someone who knows her secret and wants revenge. Soon, the car is taken on a rampage through the streets of London. That is the movie, and that is pretty accurate. It's a pretty good movie. It's kind of like what happens when you let technology control your life. This is what happens. And what happens when you wrong someone? They take advantage of that technology and they ruin your life. And that is what Control is all about. But yeah, it is a great film. I'm going to talk about it in a little bit of detail. It's also very important to know Eagle Entertainment has brought this movie out. That's right, Eagle Entertainment. Get them at eagleentertainment.com, or you can get them on Instagram and Twitter and everywhere else at Eagle Australia. That's right, Eagle Entertainment Australia is responsible for this movie, Control. And let's talk a little bit about the movie. But as I said, I'm not going to ruin anything for you. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about it and then we'll part ways, yeah? So the movie starts off, there's a big event with the Prime Minister, and it's about technology and sharing data safely and openly, but it's essentially basically putting everyone's details out there to somehow open. I'm not exactly sure what it is. It doesn't really go into details, but it's really big about everyone's personal details being safely secured into some way that can be accessed though, or something like that. They're all there, and then we start to see that the Home Secretary to the Minister is having a bit of an affair because they're standing a little bit close. I think he's grabbing a butt at one point. You're like, oh. And then, yeah, they're not keeping it too under wraps, to be honest, considering it's a very public event. But yeah, she offers to take the daughter home because she's like super sleepy. And she's like, you know, I'll do it, whatever. And then we'll catch up later, yeah, if you get my drift. And then he's like, yeah, no worries. Sweet. Thank you very much. And then she goes down to the car park. There's security guards everywhere. And then she gets into this self-driving car. I'm still not 100% sure if these are actually real or not. I see them in movies now. Is it real or is it still a movie thing? I'm not 100% sure. I don't want to sound like an idiot. But yeah, anyway, in this movie, they are real. And she gets in a self-driving car. So Stella, which is the Home Secretary, starts to get in the car. The daughter's in the back. And then she's driving and she's sort of like just getting herself ready, checking her makeup. She's like, take me to where I need to be. And the car just does everything for you. It's perfect. I think all she has to do is be sitting in the driver's seat. But it doesn't take too long before we start to realize things are going wrong. Like, it misses a turn and she's like, wait, what? What are you doing? And she's trying to take over, but she can't do anything. And she realizes she has no control over the car. And then a phone call comes through. It's anonymous. And then there's a voice that comes through the phone. And it's like, hello, Stella. And then you realize it's Kevin Spacey's voice. And he has such a good voice. It's very sort of creepy. It's very sort of like, it's very unique voice. That's the voice that's coming. It's an English movie, but yeah, he's an American for some reason. He's just in the States. It is explained, but it's not that important at this point. Talking, and she's like, what are you doing? Get me back. You don't realize, do you? I have full control of the car now. You're going to do what I say or things are going to go bad. And she's like, do you know who I am? He's like, yes, I do know who you are. That's the problem. We're going to do things my way for a while. She's like, oh crap, this isn't good. What is happening here? Oh my God, get me out, please. I am trapped and I can't do anything about it. This car is going to cause some problems if I can't sort out who it is. And she's trying to like call police and the prime minister. And he's like, if you try and do that, this is what's going to happen. And at one point they hit someone on the road and you're like, oh my God. She's like, it's not me. But the car's like bulletproof or soundproof or something. And he has full control over the car and she can't do anything. She realizes pretty quick that if she doesn't start listening to him and doing what he says, things are going to go real bad. And the Prime Minister's daughter is fast asleep in the back of the car here. And yeah, if things go bad, it's not going to look good for her. The Prime Minister's family is at risk here. So she has to start doing what it says. And as the movie goes on, Kevin Spacey is the voice. The anonymous voice makes her call the wife and tell her what's going on and then tell him, and then like everyone's angry and upset. Her life is falling apart as this drive goes along, and he just has full control because he's getting revenge for something, but she doesn't know who he is or why he's doing it. And that's essentially what I'm pretty much going to cut off here because I don't want to ruin too much else. But essentially the movie from this point on, which I'm not going to ruin anything else, is that he's got a vendetta against her. She basically has to work out why he's after her, what she's done wrong, and what she can do to make it better. And basically if she tries to go against anything he says, things are going to go bad for everyone else, and it's only going to look like she's doing it because she's in the car, but he is really controlling it, and it's going to be so hard to prove it. And that is the movie. It's pretty good. It's a great concept of just basically like, oh cool, let the machines do everything, and then the machines get back at you, and then you're like, oh my God, now I have no control over this. And that's what the movie's about. Control. Like I said, it's a movie that comes out this year, 2024. But if you do want to get that movie, like I said, it is available on DVD and digital on Apple TV, Amazon, Google Play from the 3rd of April, and that is this year. Again, that is the 3rd of April, so check that out when it comes out. That is Control, and again, that's Eagle Entertainment Australia. They're the ones bringing it out, and this was brought to my attention thanks to Peter Walkden from Walkden Entertainment. Like I said, you can get him on all the social media apps. That's Walkden Entertainment, or check out Peter Walkden himself. Like I said, he's an amazing guy. He loves film. His company is making big strides in the film industry, and I'm just happy to know him. It's great. I love all these connections I'm making through the show and all that. And yeah, thanks to that, I got to watch this movie. And check it out. It's by Gene Falaise. I'm probably saying that wrong every time. I'm very sorry, but yeah. Stars Kevin Spacey, Lauren Metcalf, Mark Hampton, and Natasha Campbell. That is the movie. It's gonna be great. Check it out on the 3rd of April. Thank you so much for listening to the Creepy Crap Podcast. Thank you again to Peter Walkden and Walkden Entertainment. That was a special spoiler-free episode of the Creepy Crap Podcast. My name's Danny Boy. Thank you so much for listening. Check out the movie when it comes out, and I'll check you next week on the full episode. Bye-bye.